My name is Wade Schumann, and I am the leader of the band Hazmat Modine.
So I was wondering what Hazmat Modine may mean.
The meaning of the name? Hazmat means hazardous materials. It's a term for dangerous substances. And Modine is a kind of heater. It's a brand of heater made in Muncie, Indiana.
I think it has some meaning for you as a band as well. You was one of the founders of the band. How did you choose this name?
It sounds good.
How does it connect to your music?
I can't say. It's just, it came to me in a dream. How about that? I like the name.
I like it too, but I wondered how to pronounce it.
Hazmat Modine.
Hazmat Modine. So when I listened to your music in the internet and when I read a little about your music, it was described as being a sort of melting pot to draw a picture maybe of big American cities. How would you describe your music?
It's always hard to describe. I would say it's a kind of American roots, but there's also inspiration from other kind of musical languages. So, you know, influences from, say, Africa or the Caribbean or, you know, what people call world music. But I think our music is pretty American in essence.
What does American music mean?
Well, I think that it's a combination very specifically of African influences mixed with European influences. So I think this is the thing that makes it unique, is this real mixture between two very different kind of cultural histories.
I read that you are an art professor also. So you are a musician and you are an art professor. What links are there between the two artistic wings of your person?
Well, I think there are similarities. You have color and painting, and you have color and sound, and you have texture and painting and texture and sound. And I think that I'm interested in a kind of panorama of different kinds of things to mix together. So if it's sound or if it's image making, there's a similarity in that regard. And I also think that kind of dynamic range and subtlety is important in both. So It's ultimately it's me doing both, so they're similar in a lot of ways.
And there is some interesting mixture also in the instruments you have integrated in your band. You have two harps. So how did you choose these instruments?
I like, again, it's about textures. So I liked all these sounds and textures. And I'm also interested in when you take instruments that are associated with certain musical backgrounds but apply them to other things. So then you have a new voice because you have a combination of things you haven't heard before. So and maybe I'm a bit greedy. If I hear something I like, that's why the band is so big now, because I like trumpet, I like saxophone, I like harmonica, I like tuba. So, but to me, that's important, the range of sound you can get. And it's also true of the musicians that I picked are all people who have a big repertoire of kind of sonic thinking in a lot of ways.
You just said you like to have different influences from different roots. Can you give us an example of this?
Different musical influences? Sure. Well, I mean, part of this recent CD is we've done a collaboration with a band from Benin, Africa. So I wrote the basic structure of the song, and I wrote the lyrics with a friend, and then the band, which is called Gangbe Brass Band from Benin, they wrote the instrumental section in the middle, and they wrote lyrics in their native language, which is Fon. So it's a real mixture between two cultures. So, I mean, I think that's an example.
Thank you very much. Last question. When you are performing in a concert like tonight, you know, quite a small place, Spiegelzelt, quite a small place in Freiburg, but what is the exciting thing for you?
Well, I think the the bottom line is that we're a band where people really like to have fun and enjoy themselves. So I think you can really see that we move around a lot. There's a lot of humor in the music as well and seriousness. So I think the band is very dynamic. Everybody moves around. Everybody really enjoys to perform. And for me, the most important thing is that the audience is part of this, you know, that they experience it with us at the same time. So I think we're a band that's very much engaged in the outside. And I think people respond very much to that. There's, you know, a lot of running around and crazy stuff on stage. So
we will enjoy. And I wanted to ask you whether I forgot something to ask you, which you think is very important and would like to tell the audience.
I don't know that I think is important in general about life or about what.
You can do a philosophy if you like to. Or you can give a message and you can just give greetings, or you can just say it's fine.
Well, I'm very happy to be here in Freiburg and excited to perform tonight. And I think this is a very beautiful place. This tent is very special. So I'm looking forward to it.